次节目再会。
大选临近，白宫国安会发布政策书，总结特朗普任内各个政府官员对中国的策略讲话。选举冲刺，民主与共和两党都在争取基本盘以外的支持。美国穆斯林选民投票率预计会在今年选举中攀升。
11月3号星期二，欢迎收看美国观察，我是卡拉。明天就是美国总统大选的投票日，两位候选人都前往各个关键州来为竞选造势。同时在白宫方面，国安会发布政策书，总结特朗普任内各个政府官员对于中国的政策讲话。下面请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍详情。耀毅。
是卡拉，我们知道呢，这个星期二11月3号就是美国大选的投票日，所以星期一的时候最后一天，两党的候选人特朗普及拜登都在积极的在关键的摇摆州进行这个造势的活动。我们看到特朗普总统呢，他在星期一是前往了北卡罗来纳州、宾夕法尼亚州、密歇根州以及威斯康星州，而拜登呢则是前往了俄亥俄州以及宾夕法尼亚州。那么值得注意的是呢，特朗普总统他在前往这个威斯康星州的时候，他除了前往该州的最大城市密瓦基市之外，也前往了这个肯诺夏郡来进行造势集会。那么当地呢，其实是台湾的鸿海富士康公司进行设厂的这个威斯康谷的威州厂所在地。那么当年在2017年还在这边设厂的时候，特朗普总统跟有亲自到那边去为他们开场破土。那么当地的社区呢，也曾经非常的期待能够为他们带来巨大的就业以及工作机会，还有经济的成长。不过呢，我们看到最近呢，这个威斯康星厂这个富士康呢，跟这个威州的政府，因为他们是否已经达成了原本的建厂以及就业的承诺，双方呢各有不同的说法。那么此外呢，这个前副总统拜登呢，星期则是前往俄亥俄州的克里夫兰市来发表演说。那么之后呢，他前往宾州的伊利市，还有周遭的几个郡来进行拜票活动。那么这几个地方呢，是特朗普总统在2016年都赢得这些地方。那么晚上呢，拜登跟他的夫人吉尔拜登博士将会前往宾州的匹兹堡，跟当地的工会还有劳工代表来会面，以及非洲裔的选民也会进行这个造势的活动。那么晚上呢，流行的歌手 Lady Gaga 将会跟这个拜登一起来进行造势的活动。那美中关系呢，我们知道也是在这次大选当中引人注目的一个议题。那么星期一上午呢，白宫国安会就以这个美国优先政策之下，特朗普总统的中国策略为名呢，发出了一个这个策略书、政策书，在当中呢收录了8篇在过去特朗普政府里面高级官员关于中国的讲话，当中包括了副总统彭斯两场严厉批评中国人权跟宗教自由的演说，国安会副国安顾问伯明以中文发表的5-4演讲，还有 FBI 局长雷局长调查中国商业间谍盗窃美国知识产权，国务卿蓬佩奥认为中国是美国这一代最大的挑战，还提到了中国破坏香港的一国两制，以及特朗普总统批评中国要对新冠疫情负责等等。那么白宫的国安顾问阿布莱呢，在这个政策书的序言当中还特别说，鉴于中国的人口、经济力量以及历史上的全球野心，中华人民共和国是比以前苏联鼎盛时期都还要更为强大的竞争对手。那我们知道特朗普总统星期天的晚上呢，他是在北卡罗来纳州造势。我们来看看特朗普总统他在造势的时候说了些什么。
I think it's a terrible thing when ballots can be collected after an election. I think it's a terrible thing when people or states are allowed to tabulate ballots for a long period of time after the election is over.Because it can only lead to one thing, and that's very bad. You know what that thing is. I think it's a very dangerous, terrible thing. And I think it's terrible when we can't know the results of an election the night of the election in a modern-day age of computer. I think it's a terrible thing. And I happen to think it was...
是的，这民主党的总统候选人拜登呢，星期天晚上则是在这个费城来进行造势活动。我们来看一下拜登在费城的时候说了些什么。
We have to earn our democracy.
We have to get out and vote. As my late friend John Lewis reminded us, freedom is not a state. Freedom is an act. We have to defend it. We have to vote. And this is the most important election of our lifetimes.
那我们知道呢，这个直到11月1号星期天的下午为止呢，美国这个提早投票完成的选民已经达到了9300万个选民。那么这是将近于2016年大选提早投票选民的2倍。那我们也知道呢，为了因应选举之后一些可能的抗议活动，白宫周围的一些商家呢，还有停车场都已经贴出了告示说这一个礼拜里面都休业。那么呢，一些商家也纷纷的钉上了这个木板来保护自己也做好因应上的准备。卡拉，
好的，感谢耀毅发自白宫的报道。美国大选投票日在即，美国股市也受到了波动。截止到今天美东时间下午4点，股市收盘，道琼斯指数增长了423点，涨幅为1.6%；标普五百上涨28点，涨幅为0.9%；纳斯达克指数是上涨了46点，涨幅是0.4%。民主党候选人拜登在民调中的持续领先，新冠病例数字上升幅度减缓，不过依然有部分州的病例数字在不断的打破记录。此外，英国宣布进入长达4周的部分关闭，其他欧洲国家也在准备进一步限制经济开放的程度。美国情报系统前雇员斯诺登正在寻求获得俄罗斯的公民身份，他表示此举是为了避免和他即将出生的儿子分开。斯诺登因为2013年披露美国政府对公民的大规模监听计划而受到多项罪名的起诉，他因此远逃至俄罗斯。斯诺登表示，他和妻子会保持自己美国人的身份，并把他们热爱的美国价值观教导给他的儿子，比如言论自由。斯诺登如今已经获得俄罗斯永久居民的身份，特朗普总统8月时曾表示在考虑是否要特赦斯诺登。在这一周里，美国的一切似乎都与选举有关。本届大选将会有多少人投票，多久才能知道结果？来看美国之音记者米歇尔·奎因的报道。
选举日临近之际，特朗普总统和他的挑战者前副总统拜登都抓紧向选民做最后的拉票，双方都表明为什么自己应该在下一任入主白宫。一个很大的未知数是选民投票率，选民星期二投票日当天会不会因为担心感染新冠病毒而不出面投票呢？新冠疫情在美国杀死了23万多人，根据美国选举项目的统计，已经有超过9300万人提前投了票，占2016年投票总数的67%。两个竞选阵营都声称看到了通往胜利的明确道路。特朗普竞选高级顾问杰森·米勒说，特朗普扩大了他的基本盘，特别是在黑人和拉美裔选民以及历史上一直是民主党据点的那些州。
The entire electorate has shifted. The coalitions are different this go round. The fact that Joe Biden had to go back to Minnesota, a state that Republicans haven't won since 1972, just the other day, shows how they're worried about state shifting.
民主党人说，胜利之路正在为他们而改变。通常属于共和党的各州这次到最后关头都在竞争。拜登和他的竞选伙伴哈里斯参议员最近访问了德克萨斯州、佐治亚州和爱奥瓦州，这些都是特朗普2016年赢得的州。拜登的高级竞选顾问安妮塔·邓恩表示，由于人们对看到改变有了动力，因此今年投票率将打破纪录。
But if you look at the enormous enthusiasm that we've seen in the early vote, these record-setting early vote numbers, people are going to vote. And we are going to know on election day that, a record number of people have probably turned out to vote in this election because they want change.
目前尚不清楚选举日后多久才能得出选举结果，因此美国选民可能不得不在这场难忘的选举之后耐心等待，以获得最终的结果。美国之音记者奎因报道。
could be the most important election in the history of our country.
We have to earn our democracy. We have to get out and vote.
大选日还未到来，但今年提前投票的选民人数正不断冲破纪录。由于新冠疫情，有大批选民选择通过邮寄选票参与大选。今年各个州发出的邮寄选票数量已经是往年的两倍以上。然而，政治统计网站538的数据显示，由于票数清点开始的时间不同，包括威斯康星州、宾夕法尼亚州和密歇根州在内的战场州的结果，很可能无法在大选之夜揭晓。在与美国之音的采访当中，斯坦福大学的法律教授佩尔西利对此做出了进一步解释。
Well, it really depends on the state as to when they count and process absentee ballots. Some states like Florida, we shouldn't see much of a difference than we have historically. They process absentee ballots starting 3 weeks before the election, and so we should have results from Florida on election night or in the day or two afterwards. Then there are places like Pennsylvania and Michigan.Which begin processing absentee ballots on election day itself. And so it's possible that the counting there could last several more days, especially if there's litigation or arguments over those absentee ballots.
尽管这几个月以来，民主党候选人拜登一直在民调当中对特朗普总统保持了稳定的领先。不过在2016年民调中一直落后的特朗普最终反败为胜的大冷门，人们依然记忆犹新。此外，今年两位候选人在许多战场州不相上下的民调数字，让人们回想起2000年大选。当时由于两位候选人的票数过于接近，而无法清楚地判定获胜者，共和党候选人布什最终是依据最高法院的判决而登上了总统的宝座。斯坦福大学的佩尔西利教授认为，现在预测今年是否会是20年前的重演还为时过早。
It really just depends on how close the election is and where it's close, because each state has different laws.On recounts or other ways of processing the ballots. And so depending on what the issue is that's provoking the dispute, you'll then have lawyers go into court to make those arguments. We've been through this before in the 2000 election where it all came down to the ballot technology and hanging chads and things like that with the paper ballots in Florida.But we don't know whether we're going to have a replay of that this year. We don't know what the issue is going to be, and we don't know where...The election will be determined. Is it going to be in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, as everybody assumes, or might it be in other states?
在紧邻华盛顿的弗吉尼亚州，允许选民到现场提前投票的期限已经结束。在最后一天，美国之音就来到了弗吉尼亚州的一个投票点。面对今年大选的多重未知因素，现场的选民向美国之音讲述了他们此刻的想法。
I'm a little bit concerned about it, but I guess at the end of the day, as long as it's fair and the different, counties, states, representatives do things fairly, then that's what's the most important to me. As long as the votes get counted and get counted fairly, I just want to make sure everybody's voice is heard as long as they get their voice in, for the election. That's just part of a open democracy.
However long it takes to be able to count all the votes that have been casted, we just want it to be a fair election.
I'm definitely going to be watching the updates. I was 4 years ago too, but this one really matters because I just really want to make sure that we're all aware and we're all really paying attention to this big important time right now in the country.
无论选民、专家、民调怎么预测分析，大选结果将保持悬念，直到揭晓。美国之音将在大选之夜播出4个小时的特别节目，实时追踪各地的票数清点，并且请来专家进行分析和解读。到底是特朗普连任，还是拜登入主白宫？参议院的多数党席位将继续由共和党掌控，还是由民主党接手？我们一起继续关注具有历史意义的2020大选的最后争夺。以上是美国之音记者文浩、刘文明发自弗吉尼亚州的报道。
今年除了总统竞选之外，国会方面的选战也扮演着至关重要的角色。代表各自选区的议员可能与各自的选民有着更密切的关联。下面来听一听美国的民众如何看待国会的选举。
I think it's all important that the president and the Congress have to work together. So, you know, depending on how things go, like, I mean, we just don't know what's going to happen at this point. So, you know, it's important to just come out and vote and make sure that your choice is made.
So I think the congressional election this year is important as much as the presidential, because we're in unconventional time, and it's going to, especially now with the courts,I'm a Democrat, I vote Democrats. And with the Supreme Court now with six to three justices, I think the Congress is more important to balance the power.
Yes, decisions I've already made, that kind of thing. Yep. I think it could go either way, honestly. I really do.
I think everyone really just thinks about the presidential election and that's it.And it would be much better for local projects if we were aware who our, you know, our more immediate political leaders were.
I think they're very important. Main branches of the government, so without Congress, right, you can't appropriate monies. And so no, I think it's very important.
Right now, personally, the unemployment, I'm a former airline employee, so I got laid off at the end of March, April, so tough finding work right now, so I hope that's mainly one of the things that I'm concerned about.
They have to pass the bill, they have to help everybody, most people who are actually don't have jobs, you know?But even people who have jobs, they have kids. Most of them, they should have kids, and the kids can't go to school because of COVID-19. Some schools are closed, some kindergartens are closed, and some parents are afraid to send their kids to school because of COVID-19. So they have to help everybody. They have to figure out a way to, you know, to monetary help, you know, or even maybe defer some payments.On the mortgages, you know, on credit card bills, on mortgage, on whatever it is, you know, so this way people are not under pressure.
So a lot of it has to do with taxpayer monies, how much, like what percent is going to be allocated to public schools and infrastructure, that above all. And then with this COVID-19 pandemic, I've been more concerned about what are the unemployment benefits. I'm very concerned about all this partisan kind of name calling, and I mean, it really feels like you're observing a bunch of elementary students, and you have all the Republicans sitting on this lunch table and all the Democrats sitting on this lunch table, and you want to say, well, gee, wouldn't it be nice if they just could kind of eat together for once and get some things done?
Folks that won't stay forever. That's my number one thing. I'd love to see term limits or something along those lines.Because we shouldn't have a political class. People stay in office too long. They should come, do their time, and then go back to their jobs. For Congress, Senate, I think it's good to get new blood and new ideas and new people in there. You don't know who to lobby if you don't know who's coming next, right?
下面通过一段短片来了解美国大选中所谓的红州和蓝州都有什么样的意义。
说到美国政治，我们常听到红色州和蓝色州这样的说法。在红色州，多数人支持共和党候选人， 在蓝色州，多数人支持民主党。这种不同颜色说法的起源来自美国电视网。彩色电视在1960和1970年代开始流行。电视台开始在地图上以色彩显示选举之夜的结果。起初，关于何种颜色代表哪个政党并没有共识。但在报道2000年总统大选期间，大多数电视网以蓝色代表支持民主党的州，红色代表共和党的州。自此，红色州和蓝色州开始成为人们谈论政治的用语。紫色州又称为摇摆州，是红色和蓝色的混合。这些州的两党支持者很平均，可能向任何一方倾斜。美国之音新闻报道。美国的总统大选州俄亥俄州是名副其实的战场州。对于当地的选民来说，如何振兴制造业，如何处理来自中国的竞争与威胁，是当地的选民关注的话题。下面来听一听当地的选民和企业是怎么说的。
If you vote for Biden.He will surrender your jobs to China. The Trump presidency will be the first presidency since Hoover that is going to end up leaving office with fewer jobs than when he came into office.
It's a tradition. Manufacturing has been a tradition, and people for a long time have been making stuff here in the United States.
It's an amazing feeling. It's very fulfilling to know at the end of the day you've actually made something.
Where manufacturing grows, wealth of the entire area increases.
I was shocked and very ignorant to not know that China had our antibiotics. I mean, wake me up.
Everything that we have, everything that we touch, there's a part of it that is going to be from China.
It hurt to know that sometimes you're losing business to someone who's actually doing, you know, manufacturing better than you are.
I never saw so many hiring jobs in my life.I was telling people, every place I went, they were hiring.
The manufacturing jobs that he promised to come back, I just haven't seen that in Ohio.
Well, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump like I did 4 years ago.
Joe Biden's vision, I believe, is much more precise and accurate for our future.
杰克·施隆经营家族企业已经超过30年了，他的公司位于克利夫兰，生产家具等金属零部件，所有产品都在美国俄亥俄州制造。
Do you feel the overall environment has been improved in the past few years?
Oh yeah, because President Trump has done a lot of great things to encourage people to invest in new machines and things of that nature, so that helps to improve it.
1942年，他的祖父和父亲为了美国战时所需创办了杰根斯，公司规模和雇员人数一直稳定增长，如今有100多名员工。 今年新冠疫情爆发，施龙更意识到了保持生产自立的重要性。
Well, because you have a direct relationship between as the local provider grows stronger, there's less risk of China. I mean, China threatened to cut off our drug because we became too dependent upon Chinese pharmaceutical products. You become much more resilient and much more being able to respond if you are able to have a local supplier that's part of your supply chain as opposed to an international supplier. You asked about supply chain disruption, and we did not experience supply chain disruption.
但过去半个世纪里，仍有大量的俄亥俄制造业工作流失到海外。在过去10到15年间，海外劳动力价格优势弱化，企业也越来越追求产品质量。越来越多的俄亥俄制造商，尤其是中小型企业，开始考虑将生产线移回美国。
I think COVID-19, unfortunately, that whole resiliency piece, it forced people to look at their supply chain and say, you know, you don't have to replace 100%, but you know, maybe if you get somebody a little closer and you work with them and spend the time, you can mitigate that risk that you have with your supply chain. I think it's a winning process. I do think business is coming back. I'd like to see it come back at a faster rate.
斯考特·克罗西莫就是决定回归美国生产的制造商之一。过去11年里，他与中国浙江、重庆和广东的厂商合作，生产中低端的燃油摩托车，在全球销售。而今年推出的电动摩托车系列将全部在俄亥俄州制造，主打美国市场。
You know, the impetus to really moving our manufacturing from China back to the U.S., especially for our electric vehicles, is the intellectual property theft. You know, we've suffered from 11 years of our IP being stolen.
他认为美国吸引制造业回归需要为企业提供更多融资和补助，而关税并不是最好的办法。
You know, we have a government that is spouting off how much they love manufacturing, but then they're pounding us with tariffs, right? They're not supporting us. It's less expensive for us to import a fully made motorcycle than for us to import motorcycle parts.You know, the politicians need to understand that it is not a fair playing field, and putting a tariff in place it's not helping us. It's making our products more expensive. So access to capital is needed. Some real subsidies are needed. And real substantial support is going to be needed to continue to grow the U.S. economy.
在制造业打拼30年的克罗西莫支持将工作机会带回美国，但他并不相信传统制造业的回归。
Of course, I support bringing all of this back to the U.S., but I think where the U.S. is really going to shine is what I would call highly automated and low tooling, you know, new processes for manufacturing. So, you know, this term Industry 4.0, this kind of high-tech manufacturing.
自动化和高科技行业是美国的优势，在依靠高科技制造业提高竞争力的问题上，克罗西莫与施龙的观点不谋而合。
Automation is actually a job increaser because it allows you to do things in an automated mode with checking and coordinating and measuring, but still it needs to have somebody to maintain the equipment, to maintain the raw parts that go into it, to,It allows us to compete with China on a much more aggressive basis.
企业寻求更可靠的生产线和制造商，民众也一样关注更多的待遇更好的工作机会。但他们对于两位候选人谁能实现这一目标持不同的观点。
Joe Biden doesn't understand China. He welcomed their rise, and that rise happened at the expense of America. I think what President Trump would like is for both countries to prosper, but not for China to prosper at America's expense.
Well, in fact, the tariffs were a detriment to certain things I was involved with, but was it the right thing to do? I mean, probably at some point in time to try and create equilibrium today that wasn't in existence, nor should it have been 20 years ago. But the dynamics changed. Chinese economy grew so quickly.
You have to talk to him and deal with him, but, you know, you can't let him push around. So far, I think he's done good.
It's hands down, it's Joe Biden's approach. When you read and heard from Joe Biden, his perspective on this new economy, the new green economy that we need to be moving towards, that economy is going to create the jobs of the future.
I don't think that he's going to be able to recreate anything unless you put in technology, unless you are innovative, unless you are creative.